Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
The unforgettable sound of Rodgers and Hammerstein telling the story of that family that stayed together during World War II, the Von Trapps, a family that's still playing together.
Love doesn't make our lives easier at all. It can only make it worth the time.
Sophia, Melanie, Amanda, and August von Trapp singing about love in a slightly perceptible Austrian accent. Austria by way of Vermont, Montana, and Portland, Oregon. These Von Trapps are the direct descendants of the original Von Trapps, and they need no Rodgers and Hammerstein to tell their generation's story. But it helps.
Our grandfather was portrayed as Kurt in the Sound of Music, and our great-grandparents were the Captain Maria Von Trapp, and Kurt's youngest son is our father.
And how did you get from Salzburg to Portland, Oregon?
So the Von Trapps settled in Vermont after they were done touring and after they escaped Austria. They settled in Vermont, and that's pretty much where the whole family lived today. But our dad decided to take a motorcycle trip around the U.S. and fell in love with Montana, and so decided to raise us there. But then about 2 years ago, we moved here to Portland, Oregon.
You know, there's a lot of mythology around your family, and I'm sure a lot of it annoys you, but it sounds to me like there was a little movie Maria in your motorcycle dad.
Whoa. Wow. I don't think anyone said that before.
I didn't ever make that connection before.
That's funny. Well, the Von Trapps like mountains, so the Vermont mountains were just not quite enough, so we had to go for Montana.
The Rocky Mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Rockies are the varsity. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. That is true. Naturally.
And I gather you didn't need any, you know, governess, whatever, nursemaid, Maria, grandmother telling you to sing. You guys were musical from the beginning.
Actually, people have asked us if it's sort of an expected thing for the Von Trapps to continue singing, but
our parents can't sing.
Yeah, our parents can't sing. But yeah, it's just something we kind of grew up with doing for fun until it turned into something. You know, well, our grandfather actually, he had a stroke in 2001, and that's why we recorded the songs that he had taught us growing up, and that was sort of how we, you know, started in any kind of career with music. We made an album, and that was like 14 years ago. So, yeah.
Wow. So, give me a song of yours that is about as far from anything Von Trappy or Sound of Music-y as you can imagine, and then we'll think about one that's actually close to maybe some of that music that would be more familiar to people. What's the farthest away from what people might associate with the Von Trapps?
Well,
probably this new project that we're doing.
Yeah, we have one song on the album called Whisper that ends up getting pretty almost rock feeling at the end. Yeah, that's probably the furthest departure we have from the, you know, SOM kind of repertoire.
So if I can just guess for a second, it seems to me that you have an optimistic Von Trapp tradition that you sort of carry with you on some level. But there's also, if you're a millennial, you know, of your age, there's that kind of dark introspection thing in the music of your era. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, actually, that's interesting. Kind of nails it. It is introspective, but at the same time, I do feel like we try to pump in as much of an optimistic, like hopeful spirit to everything that we do. I think something that's so beautiful about the legacy of the Sound of Music and the film itself, and why people constantly respond to it, even, you know, generations later, is that it's so relevant. There's a hope that just kind of lifts you up and helps you get through darker times. And I don't think any of us want to give that up as part of our history. because we've seen and met so many people all over the world, from, you know, a tiny village in Africa to, you know, South Korea to Japan to Australia, where people still really appreciate that story.
And what do you think? What did you think of Gaga at the Oscars?
That was amazing.
Pretty amazing. It was definitely a shock. We were sitting. We were at dinner, and all of a sudden, their Twitter starts blasting and says, "Oh, Lady Gaga is saying Sound of Music," and we went and listened to it. It is impressive. She worked for every day for 6 months to get that performance down, and it was, I was nice that it was so kept so
so understated,
understated, yeah, beautiful. Absolutely, a great job.
So you know, reach out, get a call back.
Yeah, we tried.
Any Lederhosen folks in the audience at your concerts coming up to you still?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a guy in Oakland, actually. We sing this song, Die Dorfmusik, which is like a German folk song, and there's some yodeling in it, so we dedicated it to the guy.
Oh, yeah.
With the Lederhosen.
You guys are so well adjusted, because that would just completely creep me out, a guy from Oakland and Lederhosen.
Oh, man.
Well, there is a fine line. We've learned to laugh at a lot and also try to, you know, exit the elevator quicker than we used to.
It sounds like a scene from Sound of Music. Exit the elevator quickly. Yeah.
That's right.
So you want to take us out? Do a song?
Absolutely, sure. Yes.
So tell us what we're going to hear.
This is a song on the new EP called Next to Me.
And the EP is called Dancing in Gold, and it comes out on April 14th.
All right, take it away.
Now that the winter is gone and the spring has moved on, we are left in summertime. My dear, you know I have one fear. It's that I will not change, that I will stay the same. But when you're next to me,
The Von Trapps, Sophia, Melanie, Amanda, and August will be hitting the road on March 28th for a national tour and releasing their first album of original songs, Dancing in Gold, on April 14th.